Chapter 16. Outside the airtight door of the computer core stood two Sith sentries, both holding their lightsabers in hand, wearing black robes over black torso armor. They were scanning the long access corridor and speaking frequently into their headset comlinks. Clearly, they would not be easy to surprise. Gisela watched the two guards on her screen for a moment longer, then thumbed the control ball at the base of the remote display unit. The two Sith seemed to shrink and pull away as the tiny spy droid widened its angle of vision. Around the perimeter of the screen, a bright green border continued to flash, indicating that the unit's molecular sampler was still finding traces of detonite, a prime ingredient in most anti-personnel mines. She smiled. The mines weren't going to be a problem. Gisela studied the screen a moment longer. There wasn't much else to see in the wide-angle view, only the white corridor that led to the decontamination chamber outside their objective, the Jedi Temple's computer core. Once her team breached the core, the battle was, for all practical purposes, won. Their droid, Rowdy, would plug into a data socket and convince the central computer to lower the shields and open the blast doors. Three brigades of Jedi-led space marines would storm the temple. The battle would be bloody and costly, but the Sith had no place to run. They would be found and eliminated. Simple. Gisela switched to thermal imaging. The two guards smudged into bright yellow man blobs. The corridor itself turned medium blue, with the orange stripes of electrical conduits running through the walls. Behind the stripes, she could make out the red ghost shapes of another 20 Sith warriors hiding in the cramped cavities behind the wall panels. Sith were patient. She had to give them that. It had been 36 hours since her father and Master Skywalker had decided to break into the computer core, and the ambushers had probably been hiding behind the walls for most of that time. With any luck, they would be groggy and slow from the ordeal, and it would be easy to trick them. At least, as easy as it ever was to trick Sith. Gisela opened a comlink channel to Master Skywalker.
No change.
She wasn't concerned about being overheard. She and Ben and Valen were hiding inside a closed room, more than 100 meters from the nearest Sith. Gisela wasn't sure where her father and Luke and Jaina were hiding, but she knew it would be where they too could not be overheard. The comm channel itself was even more secure, encrypted using the Jedi's own unbreakable logarithms. The strike team had been using their comlinks to coordinate with Admiral Boitu and his staff. Once, during a rest break, Gisela and her brother had used the channel to let their mother, Mirax, know they had survived the disastrous ambush in the water treatment plant. Jaina Solo had even managed to link to the holonet so she could talk to Jagged Fell in the Imperial Remnant. Alone in here, they were not.